Hi, I'm Angela Artolino, and welcome to Your Natural Dog, my podcast featuring in-depth conversation with the world's leading holistic veterinarians and pet care pros. Join us every week as we reveal natural alternatives to the outdated one-size-fits-all pet care model we're used to. If you like what you hear, please make sure to leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. The only way we can get our message out to pet parents all over the world is with your support. Stop barking! I'm trying to record a podcast!
Hey folks, and welcome back to Your Natural Dog. I'm really excited to show you today's episode with our guest, Stacy Buck. Stacy is the owner and operator of the Mama Dog Rescue and Sanctuary outside of Detroit, Michigan. And she is just a really great example of one of these 2.0 pet parents who has taken a lot onto her shoulders to help dogs in need. She's pulling animals from shelters and giving them a fresh start at life where they've been sort of forgotten. So she's taking care of senior dogs with all sorts of different ailments and applying a really well-informed, holistic approach to her care for these animals. And this is a story that I think is really near and dear to my heart and definitely to Angela's with the work that Angela has done creating her former rescue, Fireflake Farm, where I was also able to see firsthand just how much change you can bring into these animals' lives if you show them a little love and, you know, change up their diet and give them all the things that we know are really able to heal and actually bring these animals back to a place of balance and quality of life. So this is a really great conversation for anybody who's got a soft spot for senior dogs. Please enjoy.
And we're back with Stacy Buck from a Mama Dog Rescue from Michigan. And I feel like I'm talking to a kindred spirit. So thank you so much for joining me today. I don't know if you know, I had a rescue farm for 17 years that I actually stopped rescuing when my Doberman got osteosarcoma and have moved. And my farm animals are with the people that bought my house and taking really good care of them. But I brought my last three rescues with me. But man, I told Carter, I'm like, I want to find other rescues who are helping old dogs and who are using natural remedies to help them in their old age and talk to them. So thank you so much for coming on so I can get my fill to know how things are going in the world of old dogs.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so grateful to be on. I started the rescue back in 2019. And at that time, I had already known about holistic care because I was taking my personal dogs there. But then I was like, I don't know if I can afford it, you know, with the holistic care. So I kind of did the normal for a little bit. But then I'm like, you know, I can't in good conscience do the normal. So I did, you know, I came back to the holistic, which I'm so glad that I did, because I've seen so many animals heal without the pharmaceuticals. So what I do is I take in seniors and special needs dogs. Everybody, like a lot of people know in Michigan that I'm a sucker for the seniors. You know, I see a senior, you know, at a shelter, any dog at a shelter or cat, it breaks my heart. But especially the seniors, I'm like, you know,
and then, let's educate our, because I feel the same way. Let's educate our listeners why that is, because I also owned a grooming and boarding shop. And what I don't think people understand is that their owners pass and then the family doesn't want to take the dog.
That's correct.
We used to have people leave them at the boarding facility or literally tell us we're going to take, you know, and this is a dog we've known for, you know, 10 years because the owner brought him to be groomed here all the time. And now they're telling us we love this dog. And we literally would be like, so that's how I ended up with, you know, 20 dogs at one point is, the trauma of a dog that has been a lap dog and loved and in a home and whatever, and now is in a shelter is the most heartbreaking thing ever.
And I completely agree with you on that. You know, I mean, right now I have 17, you know, and working two jobs, midnights. Yeah. So like I'll be on Facebook and I'll see, you know, seniors in a shelter or one of the animal shelters out here. They refer a lot of people to me because they know I take the seniors. One of the most heartbreaking things is when I have to say, no, I'm too full. Right. I mean, it just breaks my heart because, you know, that senior is in need. So I've been asking people, well, can you foster until I can make room? You know, I'm trying to figure it out somehow, some way. And then you're right. You know, a lot of family members, they're like, you know, this was my mom's dog, or, you know, this is a family member's dog. And I'm, you know, he's 15, 16 years old. And I say, the dog only has maybe, what, a year, two? There's no way possible. Like, I try to keep that dog with the family as hard as I can, but they, you know, they're a lot of, sometimes I can, it's a small percentage, but most of the times they're like, you know, no, you know, my life is too busy and, you know, this, that, and everything.
Because caring for a dog that age is a lot more work. It's almost like it goes back to when they were puppies.
Right.
And it's a whole new set of things that you need to look out for. And there is things that help there. You know, we both know, a full spectrum hemp extract, yes, and mushroom extracts and diet play such an important role. And, you know, you can really help them. So that's what's so terrible is, like, you want to go keep them. It's not so bad if you do this, but instead, if you were to go to the conventional route, they're going back and forth constantly because they're giving them such harsh drugs, mm-hmm, that they have to do the blood work to make sure that it's not killing them. And it's like, it's the same thing that happens in human medicine. I don't know how old you are, but you hit a certain age and things start happening, and all they have to tell you is offering pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, I don't even take any pharmaceutical drugs. Like, I have an herbal book that, you know, okay, if I have a headache, okay, you know, make up a tincture for the headache. You know, I mean, I detox my body as well. I reset my metabolism and everything. So
awesome.
What I do for me, you know, I do for them. Well, I did for them first, and then I went to me. But, and then I do tell them, I'm like, I understand the care might be a little bit more. However, one of the things that I do on my page is I try to educate my adopters, and I try to educate people on my page. I'm always putting articles up from Dr. Becker, Dr. Judy Morgan. You know, I put your CBD stuff up, you know, and I've seen it work wonders. You know, I do lives from time to time when I have a minute to do a live. But people, what I find most difficult is the unwillingness to even open their mind to change and new things. Yeah. And that makes me sad.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm making this as simple as possible. If you don't want to read an article, how about a video? Here's a video.
Right.
I put a video up from two videos from Dr. Becker. One was about the pet food industry, and another was about garlic, because, you know, I get the backlash because I show their food bowls about garlic. And I'm like, it's actually really good, and it's a natural flea repellent on top of it, too, you know. So
what changed you? What changed your mind? Like, what? Because, you know, to me, it was a diagnosis of something in me going, I don't want to take a pharmaceutical drug type of thing. And that's like led me to everything.
Yeah. Well, I had seen, it was a documentary called The Truth About Pet Cancer by Ty and Charlene Bullinger.
Yep, yeah, I own that series.
Say it was about 8 years ago or so. Uh-huh. And yep. Then I started taking, you know, and I wasn't running the rescue yet. And so I started taking my personal dogs to Dr. Nicole Levesque. I Googled, I'm like, holistic dogs in Michigan. She was literally like 5 miles away from me. I'm like,
awesome.
And she's also, this year, she actually agreed to see the rescue dog. So,
yay.
Yes. And she is amazing.
Let's get her on the podcast, Carla.
Oh, I would love to. For her to be on your podcast. But then with the whole thing that had, I was doing my path holistically already. I was seeing a holistic doctor. She was doing muscle testing and everything. And then when the whole COVID thing hit and like the vaccines and everything, and I just did not, I'm trying to walk lightly on this topic. I just didn't feel comfortable taking it.
I didn't get it either.
So I got suspended. And then I just wanted to, you know, I just, like I said, I won't even take a Tylenol. You know, I got the Lost Herbal Remedy book right here, you know, right next to me, Dr. Christopher's book. So, I mean, I did a lot of self-educating, you know, because at my, where I work at, I can read a lot, you know, so that helps.
So you keep saying that it was more expensive, and I don't think holistic health and medicine is more expensive, because when conventional medicine like stops the itch or stops the whatever is going on, there are repercussions if they are on that med for a really long time.
Right.
And then you are going to pay for that repercussion. So I don't feel like it's the same. I also feel like it's the start of the bad health, because,
correct,
you know, when I think about, you know, when a conventional veterinarian who doesn't know about diet and nutrition because they didn't learn and they didn't go after they got out of school, and, you know, you come to them with a diarrhea problem and they throw antibiotics and steroids or whatever they do to my dog, that's not going to help the problem. It didn't, it made her feel a little bit better, but that caused another issue and then another issue. And you know, a year later she's dead because we've never figured out the issue. And then I get an autopsy and they say IBD. And so that, like, that's what makes you go, what?
Well, yeah, exactly. See, in my mind, I thought it was more expensive, but I'm finding out now, no, it's not. You know, it's like, we're healing at, you know, at the time when I was taking care of my dogs, you know, it was fine. But like adding on the rescue dogs, I just did it, you know, I didn't know how to work it in.
Right.
So, but so for like, I want to say like at maybe 3 years. And then I said, nope, we're just doing, you know, all natural, because there was a, one dog that came into me, not last October, but the October before. He was extremely overweight. He had green ooze coming out of his sides. His eyes were protruding. It was, you know, and he was dumped at a shelter of skin condition.
Do you know what the number one reason that they're putting dogs down?
Don't even tell me.
Allergies.
Yep. And it's the Apoquel.
And you're like, the dog, they can't figure out why the dog won't stop itching or biting itself, so they put it down? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
exactly. Or the moment that a dog starts, you know, showing weakness in the back end because it's a senior citizen, and they put it under the knife and do operation. Again, I always tell this piece of information because it blew my mind. I think about it all the time now. Dr. PJ Broadfoot, who taught me, if you go under anesthesia or you put that old dog under anesthesia, you're setting the immune system offline.
Right.
And you're putting that dog, if you're putting that dog under anesthesia and that dog is already sick, already old, has cancer, and you come, that dog comes out of that and it's recovering. And let's say you removed a giant tumor or had to amputate something. What do you think their work, that immune system's working on when it comes back online? And then what happens? The disease or the cancer gets to take over because we put them under to cut something out of them.
Right.
And we didn't even have to do that in the first place. Like you said, when a dog is 14, 15, 16, we should be supporting their innate ability to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We should be giving them extra support because things degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what mushrooms and cannabis do more than anything. Tell me about your favorite success stories. Like, because I remember, I want to say I was probably like 5 years in, and my board of advisors, who are all, you know, practitioners or holistic veterinarians.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm coming to the, and they all practice with the mushrooms and cannabis and diet, of course. And I said, I'm coming to the conclusion at my farm that I can literally help anything or literally solve anything with these three tools. And they all agreed with me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, before I had found your products, I was using on Waylon when he came in. Like I said, he had green ooze coming out of his eyes. He was blind. His eyes were protruding like out. He looked horrible. So I couldn't get into Dr. Nicole at that time. I wasn't taking the them to her. We had just agreed to it like just last year. You know, I said, you expanded your business. Is there any chance I can bring the rescue? She goes, oh, Stacy, absolutely. And she has what I love about Dr. Nicole is she works with me. She's not like, here's a pill, and you know, have a nice day. Okay, Stacy, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? But anyways, back to Waylon, a gal that I work with is a respiratory therapist, and she told me about MMS1 and DMSO. And so I was giving him MMS1 baths. You know, now a lot of people, when I post up MMS1, if you do a Google search on MMS1, it says it's bleach. It's not bleach. If you read the book, it's a whole different story.
That's how they're going to scare you away from it.
Yeah. So I had taken him into the vet, and the vet was like, get a steroid without even asking me. I looked at the vet tech and I go, she turned around and she took it right away. And she goes, and all I wanted was blood work and an x-ray, because I wanted to see, because that's what I wanted. So where, okay, then I go to my herbal books. Where do we go from there? So then he's like, what kind of flea medicine is in? And I said, well, I use a natural flea, and I couldn't even get it up. That doesn't work. Get Advantage. And I'm like, she took it and she took it right around. I'm like, give me my blood work. Give me my x-ray, please. You know, have a nice day.
Those of you that are listening that are new pet parents, this is what you need to do. Don't ever let your dog get out of your hands or out of your sight, because that's when they take them in the back and they go ahead and do all of this without your permission.
Correct.
So be sure to go in prepared on what you don't want and what you do want. And you need to be your pet's best advocate. I know you've probably heard that before, but you really do. And you can say, no, thank you. If those of you not watching the video, she's shaking her head no when the doctor says, get the Advantage. Yep. No, thank you. Yep. I just want my blood work and I just want x-rays. And you may even be told, and I got told this from a veterinarian who was holistic and on top of that is in that movie. And she said to me, because she did not work with me, she said to me, well, if your dog dies, I am not responsible for it. When I told her I didn't want something. So even your holistics, and she may be a godsend to other people, but she wasn't to me.
Right.
And maybe it was because I know too much, but you should never feel that way. Never. And nowadays you don't have to. You can get a consultation with your favorite vet, a pet health coach,
correct,
anybody. There's so many, a practitioner, a nutritionist, an herbalist, like anybody, everything's out there. Get second opinions.
Yep.
And yeah, just get the blood work and the x-ray and take then, it with you and do the work.
And then go get your herbal book. You know, I have an herbal book, Herbs for Pets. You know, now this is for humans. You got to be careful with your herbs and even foods and stuff like that. Same with foods, like, you know, dogs can't have raisins or chocolate. You know, there's some herbs that they can't have, you know, so you just,
right,
you learn. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been learning as I go, you know. And then, like when I make their food bowls, I put herbs in it, you know, and I can see who, you know, what herb works for this one and what herb works for that. And then, you know, and then in the morning when I get home from work, I'm like, okay, let's get the CBD heal out. And I'm like, okay, you need it. You need it. Okay. You need the breathe. You need this. And they're running up to me, running away from me, you know, and I took two new ones in, which I said I wasn't, but I saw them sitting in the shelter. I know. Right. And their names are, they were Bonnie and Clyde, but I'm like, you know, I one, his hair, it looks like Billy Idol's hair. I go, so we're going to go with Billy and Bonnie. And when I saw, oh, they're on Apoquil, I'm like, I got to go pull them. I've got to go pull them. I'm full. I got to go pull them. I got to pull, you know. And see, that's my thing, is I have to stay off Facebook and not look at the shelters. That's one of the things that I don't want to turn a blind eye, but at the same time,
no, you have to.
I have to know my limits too.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
I learned that hard lesson too.
Where I'm at right now is, you know, that's my, like, you know, I mean, people are like 17. I'm like, for me, it's doable. You know, I get their bowls all prepared after they eat, you know, for the next feeding, like more, you know, dinner feeding. I'll prepare them for the morning. And then everybody knows like what room they're going into, what crate they're going, like they're smart, you know?
Yeah, I think people don't understand also a 15 to 20 year old dog does mostly sleeping and right. A routine is really easy because it's wake up, pee, poop, eat, take a nap, go outside, have a treat, sleep. It's like the easiest thing ever.
Well, with me working a midnight shift, they're like, oh, it's time to go to bed. Yeah. You know, yay. But, you know, when I get home in the morning after I feed and then, you know, I get all their medications in, I have two diabetics. I have one that's blind. I have one that has a deformed back legs. You know, a couple, you know, with the allergies and everything and the smooth, but soothe, by the way, it does smell really good too on top of it.
Cause one day I was
laying in bed. I'm like, it does smell really good. You know? Yeah. So, you know, I get all that done and then I'm like, okay, it's walk time, you know? And so then I take four, you know, do four walks around the neighborhood and sets of four. And then, you know, it's bedtime, you know? And, I see the difference in them in about like a month or two because I also detox their body with ivermectin as well. Mm-hmm. And I see the difference in them in about a month or two, like instead of being sluggish, like when it's feeding time, they're like jumping all over the place. They're like, it's feeding time. Yay. You know, so.
Which means what? Means they're not in pain anymore.
Exactly. They're healthy. They're, you know, they're going, you know, and. So with my adoptions, I seek out like-minded adopters. And it's not that I don't think that other pet parents are horrible pet parents. They are, but they're just uneducated pet parents. Right. So I try to educate my pet parents. And if I have somebody that, how do I say, like if they won't even open their mind to like, you know, what I'm explaining to them and what I'm trying to educate to them, then I'm sorry, I won't adopt to them because in good conscience, I can't hand that dog over to somebody that's going to undo everything that I did and make them sluggish again and everything. So my adoptions are slower because of that too. Well, not, you know, economy doesn't help either. So,
but look at how many people you're educating, you know?
Yeah. You know, so I'm trying to look at that as a positive, but it gets discouraging because, you know, my adoptions are slower. And then, I mean, I do get a lot of negative feedback of, you know, oh, you're just harming those dogs or, oh, you must vote for this person. I'm like, how did politics even come into this?
Don't read those. Don't read it. Ignore them.
Yeah. Yeah. I just.
Everybody gets the bad comments. Everybody gets the, you know, ignorant comments. The people or whatever. You're like, yep, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I mean, someone asked me if I was practicing witchcraft the other day. And I said, yep, I am.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, people have called animal control on me because of, you know, the MMS1. Like I said, they did a Google search and they're, you're giving the dog bleach. And animal control was like, okay, we know you do a lot for these dogs. Let's just have a talk on the phone. And we did, you know, and it was fine. You know, I don't need animal control knocking at my door either on top of it. You know, right. I'm trying to help, not hinder these animals.
They don't know that. They don't understand it. And it's okay. And, you know, it's the next time, you know, convention medicine fails them, they're going to remember people like us and remember, oh, wait. And then they're going to go another route. And then they're going to hear something that reminds them of something that we said. And they'll be like, oh, maybe they are. We'll never know. They'll never come back and say, hey, by the way, you were right.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And I'm here to teach those that do want to learn.
Same with me.
What I didn't mention about my Lucy that I lost following everything at convention, it was $15,000.
Right.
You know, it wasn't cheap. It wasn't, and it was awful on her, on me, and I will never do that again.
The more that happens
to people, the more they're going to search for not the alternative medicine, the original medicine.
Right. And that's what I say to them. I'm like, I'm trying to save you money in the long run. I'm like, because if you do this and you detox their bodies and start healing them from the inside, you're not going to be looking at that $5,000 to $10,000 vet bill. You know, right. Their life is going to, you know, will end one day, like all of our life will end, but it's going to end, you know, in a natural way, in a loving way, in a caring way. And that pet had the best care at the end of its life, you know, and not running to the vet and like, you know, a dog hit, get, you know, I know people that a dog has a hiccup and they're like, oh my gosh, you got to take him to the vet. I'm like, stop. You know, I mean,
I'm pretty sure that 9 times out of 10, that vet's not going to go, it's just a hiccup, go home.
Exactly. Well, wait, what else can we find? Oh, you know what?
No, all of a sudden you're late on your vaccinations and you didn't get your flea and tick. And how about your heartworm? And I hear a heart murmur. Every dog, every pet parent I meet, the dog has a heart murmur.
Yeah.
I can barely I'm like, okay, how do I know now when a dog really does have something that they're worried about,
right,
that we need to be concerned about? Because it gets to the point where you don't believe it anymore.
Exactly. And see, that's one thing that I really like about Dr. Nicole is like she works with the pet parent. You know, like awesome. I said, she's just not throwing stuff at you and saying, taking this, take that. You know, she's like, I just had one that I did end up losing her. Her liver was really bad, But she had said, Dr. Nicole had told me, she said, Stacy, you had prolonged her life as much as you possibly could prolong it. Because I question, I'm like, what could I have done more? Did I miss something? And
right.
He knows I'll beat myself up over it. And she's like,
no,
you can't.
That.
And right. So when I get them, a coworker of mine, she says, Stacy, you're already facing an uphill battle when you get them because I gotta clean up all the garbage. And so in Sugar's case with Dr. Nicole, you know, she was like, okay, what route do you want to take? You know, finances are a little, you know, rough over here, but like, what route do you want to take? You know, we can do an ultrasound and see more, you know, if we, and then also we can try this Chinese herbal on her or, you know, so she'll talk to me, you know, and we talk together on what we want to do and within, you know, budgets, you know, I mean, heck, if I could spend all of my paycheck on my dogs and not pay my house payment, I would, but you know,
not a good idea. Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. They need the house over my head. And I asked them, I go, anytime you guys want to go and get a job, that's fine with me. They look at me and you're doing good. You're doing good at it already.
So we're fine. We're fine. We like everything you're doing. So I know I probably interrupted you, but tell me about some of your most successful cases.
Waylon, like I said, he came to me. Green ooze was coming out of his side and everything. The vet was trying to throw this, that, and the other thing. And all I kept doing, it was 3 times a day, I was giving him MMS1 baths, you know, and then I was rubbing DMSO on him and everything. And then the green ooze, you know, it stopped. It stopped, and that was amazing to see. And I'm like, okay, this is working. And then all the redness started going away. He literally had no hair on him, like very little. Now he has a full coat of hair. He's a Shih Tzu. He is blind, but you know he's doing much better. I mean, he navigates around the house really well and everything. And then I had Russell, who came into me. His paws were crazy inflamed. The owners wanted to surrender him like one summer. Then they decided, no, we don't want to. We love him and everything. They're taking him to the conventional vets, you know, da, 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 da. Here's the Apoquil. Here's this, here's that. Then the next summer, they're like, well, you know what? We can't get this figured out. So then they found me and I said, you know, I'm going to heal him holistically. I'm going to take care of him holistically. I mean, Russell's paws were like maybe 3 or 4 times inflamed in, you know, and he actually was adopted out to a like-minded adopter, a lady in Michigan that lives in the UP. And, he's actually like a snowbird. He's down in Florida right now. But you know, he's living the best life. Waylon, he is at a foster's house right now.
What'd you do with Russell?
Russell, I was doing this was once again before I had gotten to your products. I had just gotten your products within, I would say, the last 4 or 5 months. But Russell, he did the MMS1 baths. He did also the DMSO, and I did bentonite clay, and I wrapped him in his paw and bentonite clay and everything. And then
Change diet.
Change his diet. I was using Dr. Harvey's allergy relief diet on him. Dr. Harvey's very nice. I spoke with him on the phone. He tells me that he's like, you're running an emergency over there. So I changed his diet and we changed everything up. And, you know, and just seeing the difference in that going and seeing them heal, it's, you know, and even my neighbors, I'm like, I see it work, like with my own two eyes.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah. You know, well, my stepdaughter was a vet tech. So I'm going to.
Well, I would love to teach her some things.
Yeah, exactly.
Once you were able to add CBD and mushrooms into your protocols, what were you seeing? You were seeing the extra energy.
Oh, I was seeing, yes.
Anything else like for allergies or pain or?
Nobody's itching around here. I don't see anybody licking their paws or anything like that.
Are they all sleeping better?
They all sleep really, really well. You know, I mean, and like I said, I get the dropper out and they're like, oh, here she's coming with a dropper. You know, I have my personal Johnny, he has trachea issues and I have him on the Breathe, and the Breathe has done tremendous for him.
Thank you. I made it for my old man. Yeah, soul dog.
Yeah, my Johnny is 16. He just turned 16 in December, you know, and, you know, he's got the back legs where, you know, he's got the stiffness and everything. But, you know, I also rub DMSO on their back legs and everything, you know, to help with those joints. And, you know, I give them the ease, the salve, you know, the soothe, you know, the different salves that you guys have in your products. They have really, I have seen a difference in them, you know, to where they're bouncing up and down. Like I said, feeding time, you wouldn't believe how crazy it gets here at feeding time. And I mean, I would say the youngest that I have here, Denny, he's got deformed back legs and he's like maybe 6 or 7 years old. So he's the youngest. And wow. I have neighbors that help me walk the dogs and they're like, I wouldn't even think these dogs are this age.
That's what I get told all the time.
I'm like, and that's why I go to the vet, but I get, it's blood work and x-rays, you know, and Dr. Nicole's not even really a big fan of like too many x-rays because of the radiation.
Exactly. You just need them, like, especially if you're an old dog, once maybe a year or 2 years, if there's no issues. It's almost, you also have to tell me I've gotten to the point where I'm going to assume that every old dog is going to have certain things like more cancer cells than they should have in them. So I should be doing extra support to get rid of those cancer cells. So that's why as they get older, upping the hemp, upping the mushrooms is so important because they need the extra support.
Right.
And it's an extra support without any side effects.
Exactly.
Without damaging anything else or causing any harm. So you really can have a happy, you know, healthy old dog. And it's, once you figure out those two natural things that you can add and you're giving them a good diet, you can sleep through the night. There's less accidents. Everything is supported. I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. There's just a wealth of information out there. And I'm always, I will get emails from time to time saying, hey, I have this problem with my dog. And I'm like, well, since I'm not a vet or anything, I say, this is what I would do if it were my dog. And, you know, people are very grateful for me to help teach them. And I said, that's all I want to do is just help teach, because I feel like I have this little secret and I want to, you know, share it with the world.
Same.
You know, and
that's how I felt. I was like, I've put cancer into remission. Doesn't everybody want to know how I did it with plants, mushroom, and diet? That's incredible.
Yeah.
You don't even get to do that half the time. So it was interesting. I paid really close attention to, I shared it with as many vets as possible. And I paid very closer to the attention, the ones that wanted to know more and the others that didn't even bother. Those that I even went and had Nina's leg got the diagnosis because people weren't believing that it was osteosarcoma because it was 2 years later and she's still alive.
Right.
And so I had to go get the pathology for that to prove indeed that it was osteosarcoma. So those that were like, oh, it's not osteosarcoma, I'm like, here you go. It was. Still no response. Well, yeah. We're out of time. I feel like I could talk to you all day, but I thank you so much. Mama Dog Rescue in Michigan, please support this. Please support all of these dog rescues. I know how incredibly hard it is to run these things. It's emotionally draining. It's physically draining. Mm-hmm. I remember not being able to take trips because I couldn't find people to help me take care of the animals.
Right.
It's a lot of work and these people need our support. So please show your support if you can. I'm assuming that people can make donations to your rescue.
Yeah. I have a Venmo, Mama Dog Rescue 1.
Okay.
That is my Venmo account. And so, I mean, any little donation, I am just very grateful for. I mean, last year, I spent $13,500 out of my own pocket for the rescue, which, I mean, I would do it in a heartbeat. I just don't take vacations or go out to dinner or anything, but I just take care of these dogs. Now, people might think that's crazy, but they need our help. They need somebody to advocate. So any help that I get, like the help that you send, I am so grateful for. I mean, I'm in tears when I get help like that. I literally am, because that's how grateful I am.
Me too. I'm so grateful for you for doing what you do. So anything you need, you let me know and I'll send it over to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for bringing me on the podcast. And you have a really blessed night, okay?
You too.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please make sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening from. This is the best way to help pet parents like you find these episodes and get access to all our content. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Your Natural Dog and at AngelaArtolino.com.
Introducing MycoDog, an award-winning line of medicinal mushroom extracts combined with adaptogens like ashwagandha, astragalus root, and Bacopa monnieri, made specifically for your pets. When it comes to mushrooms, sourcing really matters. Unlike other products on the market that are grown in China or elsewhere, the mushrooms in MycoDog tinctures are grown here in the United States to the highest quality standards. MycoDog offers three formulas designed to support senior dogs, as well as those suffering from dementia and canine cognitive disorder, breathing and respiratory issues, or autoimmune diseases and cancer. Use coupon code YNDPODCAST at MycoDog.com for 10% off these fantastic fungi.